Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Department of Agriculture, Health and Human Services are close to issuing the 2015 version of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. They tell you what to eat and what not to eat. The guidelines, issued every 5 years, must be based on the predominance of the scientific and medical knowledge current at the time the report is issued. That's a pretty high standard and properly requires sound science. But we're going to learn shortly whether the Obama team is dedicated to sound science or simply motivated to follow the political whims and recommendations of its supporters. The advisory committee report recommended a plank on sustainability, which is clearly outside the mandate, the tradition of the dietary guidelines. I've talked about this before earlier. It's a political document if they put that in there. And thankfully, it appears the Secretaries of Agriculture and Health and Human Services have taken sustainability off the table. Another issue, which may be a litmus test for the ultimate credibility of the guidelines, will be its commentary on caffeine. Caffeine has never been part of the dietary guidelines in the past. Never. However, the advisory committee made recommendations regarding caffeine consumption via energy drinks. Their recommendation is based on science that they themselves have graded as limited. The math and the logic behind classification of energy drinks as high-dose caffeine is just wrong. Well over 95% of energy drinks on the market contain 80, maybe 160 milligrams per serving. That's the same as home-brewed coffee, the coffee I had for breakfast this morning. Painting all energy drinks as high-dose caffeine is simply not true. If the committee insists on their caffeine overreach, then what about marijuana? Help yourself to that marijuana brownie. They don't say a word about the dangers of marijuana. Many in Congress are seeking to limit the dietary guidelines to where there is only strong science, and that strikes me as a good idea and consistent with the law. The administration seems to be rushing to issue the guidelines without that restriction. And in the end, though, I hope the secretaries get it right and issue a sound and credible set of guidelines for all Americans. I am John Block from Washington.